Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Shoub, former executive director of the NICD. He started the NICD and he's a professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. And he joins us right now on Chai FM. Good afternoon. How are you, Professor?
Good afternoon, Kathy. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, but I have to say that I was having a chat with my PA on Friday, and I was just saying to her, I don't know what's wrong with me. I cannot remember anything. Information that used to be at my fingertips all the time, I have to hunt for it, in those mental archives of mine.
And there's too much information going in.
I don't know what it is, but it's very frustrating. So I'm trying to find out if I'm the only one or if it's just me and her. Because then we need to book an appointment.
Happens to all of us.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the treatment of COVID-19.
Right. Kathy, look, I think very much like Hillel. Hillel, when he was approached by a Gentile, he said, can you teach me all about Judaism while I'm standing on one foot? And I think this is it, treatment of COVID in how many minutes? 5 minutes have I got?
No, that's fine. We're going to get through this. I promise you we're going to get through this.
Okay. All right. Look, I think the treatment, we can really look at the kind of majority of people who require treatment, and this is over 80%, will have mild or moderate treatment disease, and they must be treated at home. They really don't. We try and limit as much as possible the number of people that need to go to hospital. So if one has mild or even moderate symptoms and doesn't require oxygen, then really just stay at home, treat the symptoms, the fever, the muscle pains and so on with paracetamol or Panado. Drink plenty of fluids. One should actually drink enough that one's urine is pale, not dark. And have a good diet. I don't think there's any need for supplementary vitamins or zinc or any of those. I don't think there's any evidence to kind of show that they are useful at all. I think just a good, well-balanced diet is absolutely fine. And then get plenty of rest. And importantly, monitor. And this is the thing. One needs to be monitored, particularly when one has moderate illness, for general wellness, how one is feeling, and also the oxygen saturation. Hatzolah, they drop off a instrument called a pulse oximeter, which measures your oxygen saturation. And obviously if that drops too low, then you may need to go to hospital. But it's important to monitor that and also to monitor for a temperature.
What levels should your oxygen levels be that they're still safe?
Well, it should be in the 90s, ideally. Should be in the 90s.
Okay.
I think there is some variation. Some people with some underlying lung disease, might have a little bit lower. I think it's individual, but certainly should be pretty high, close into the 90s.
All right.
So that's where you get monitored at home for mild or moderate. Unfortunately, a small number, probably less than about 12 to 14% will need to go to hospital. And the majority of those, we're talking about 75% of those that get into hospital need to get oxygen. They need to have supplemental oxygen. And this can be delivered in a number of ways. It can be delivered through a mask if the demand is not too great. If the demand for oxygen is higher, then one has what we call a high flow oxygen. Where they have those little spectacle things where the things go up the nose. You've probably seen.
Yes.
That's a nasal cannula. We try and also people to lie down in a prone position. That improves the ventilation. And obviously, if one needs more oxygen, then one has to have assisted ventilation, not just the kind of flow passively going into the nose, but assisted ventilation. We try to keep people as much as possible off mechanical ventilation. So there are various devices. There's a thing called a CPAP. You probably heard of it. CPAP stands for continuous positive airways pressure. That's
a machine, right? That does your breathing for you.
That's a machine, yeah. It kind of allows oxygen to go in as you're breathing, but it's not invasive. You don't have to put a tube down the throat. And obviously in more severe cases, if they do require mechanical ventilation, they have to be intubated with a tube down the throat. The CPAP, it's not. It's just the mask over the mouth and nose.
Okay.
So that's the oxygen. That's the one aspect of hospital treatment. And then, of course, the various drugs. And unfortunately, we don't have any magic bullets. That's the bottom line at the moment. There is an antiviral drug, in other words, drug which is specific to the virus. It's called remdesivir.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it's not available outside the United States. Or Donald Trump bought up the whole supply of remdesivir, and it's not generally available outside the United States. There's been a lot of research to try and look at other antiviral drugs, but so far that's the only one which has shown some degree of therapeutic benefit. As I say, it's not a magic bullet. But people that are severely ill seem to limit the amount of time that they're in hospital with remdesivir. The other modes of treatment are things like antibodies. You might have heard of people that have recovered. They donate their blood and they make plasma from that. And that has been used therapeutically. We call it convalescent plasma. They're even making it in factories. You call it monoclonal. They use the cells which make the antibodies to make monoclonal antibodies.
Yes.
And the idea of the antibodies is to prevent the virus infecting the cells, getting into the cells. It's just basically giving somebody else's neutralizing antibodies to a patient. And some of the trials have been quite successful, but again, not a magic bullet at all. And then the immune response, the body's immune response is also part of the disease. So we can try and kind of attack the immune response, or say limit the immune response, and thereby to reduce the disease. There are some specific drugs which are used. I don't know if you want me to actually give the names, but there's one which inhibits one of the mediators. It's called interleukin 6 inhibitor. The drug is called tocilizumab, but don't worry about that.
Okay, one of our listeners wants to know about the malaria drug.
I'll come to that. Before I do, the other one is dexamethasone. Dexamethasone is the one, it's a steroid, which has been shown to be quite beneficial in reducing mortality in a clinical trial. Then with regard to the anti-malarial drug, the chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, there was a lot of hype in the early days, probably propagated by the French health minister, and then afterwards even more so by Donald Trump. And there have been numerous trials, lots and lots of trials, well-controlled, and really there seems to be no evidence of therapeutic effect at all. And not only that, it actually can be toxic. It can be harmful. It can be harmful to the heart, causing arrhythmias. So there are some trials which are still evaluating, believe it or not, but it's really not recommended for use. Unfortunately, sorry about that.
Okay, one of our listeners, Clive, has actually texted us saying, don't wear a mask. Clive, really? Professor, can you please just talk to Clive? Please.
Well, all I can say is that the number one preventive measure, and it's been shown in a number of well-documented studies, the number one is wearing a mask. More important than social distancing or physical distancing, more important than hand washing, more important than disinfecting surfaces, the number one prevention is a mask. Wearing a mask properly has been shown to be the number one. In fact, there's been one study that if 50% of people consistently wear a mask, we will reduce the reproductive number of the virus to the extent that the epidemic will die down.
Wow.
That's been mathematically modeled. So I think, Clive, you must revise your thinking very radically, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
There we go. But
wearing a mask is critical. Critical for prevention.
Okay.
Number one. The number one.
All right. Thank you very much. Barry, that is where we leave it, Professor. And
thank you.
We will catch up with you tomorrow.
Right.
What have you
Thanks,
got coming Kirby. Up with your show, on your show on Wednesday, by the way?
Oh, on Wednesday we've got Saul Thompson from the Chevra Kadisha, who will be talking about looking after the most vulnerable members of our society, the senior citizens, and also the intellectually compromised individuals.
Yeah, well, look what happened at Jaffa. I mean, 30 elderly people, and I know many people who have lost parents.
Yeah. Well, overseas, the senior citizens' home has been the focus of the epidemic.
Yeah.
Tragically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's coming up Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. And Clive has just said, can he send you articles on why you shouldn't wear a mask? Okay. Clive, this is where we're going to leave it.
Okay.
Professor Shoup, thank you very much. Have All a wonderful right. evening and we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.
Yeah. No, sure.
Oh,
Thanks.
Tomorrow. Thank you. God bless. Bye bye.
Thanks.